Welcome to the Grunt Free Press podcast. GruntFreePress.com is a website, one of the few places left on the internet where your voice can still be heard. I just hit some cake in my throat, I'm sorry. Believe it or not, the entire point of the website was for regular retarded people like myself to write their own reviews, comment, so on and so forth. So, before you bitch at me for not writing any new reviews on there, why don't you write one yourself, motherfucker? As a matter of fact, how about you make your own website? See how that goes for you. Oh, you did you? And there are literally thousands of other people who had the same idea as I did. You know, just fucking video game websites with user reviews. There's quite a few of them out there. And a lot of those also have their own podcasts as well. And there are so many that none of them really gain any traction. Huh. You know, it's, I mean, I don't know. I tried. I mean, other ones are gay. How about that? Podcast at Grunt Free Press is the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide. This is episode 190. So, yeah, I mean, that means we're just 10 weeks away from a big milestone here, you know, the big 200. So, I don't want to jinx it. I mean, who knows? I might not get there, but let's just say that'll be a day to remember. That'll go down in the history books on par with other historic events like Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Let's just say we've still got some Apex Legend biographies to go over. So I'll just leave it at that and let your imagination run wild and fill in the blanks there. But this week, maybe we'll save the Apex Legends talk for later, because unfortunately, you know, that's a fucking video game ass video game, fucking Apex Legends. So yeah, I can play it for much longer than is healthy, really. And I did, and I do. Then I get off of it, you know, and fucking, there's really not all that much to say about it or discuss, you know. It's like coming out of a dream or a trance afterwards. I was just fucking looting and sliding and shooting and had my fucking head on a swivel for like four hours straight, and fucking, then I stopped playing it, and, oh yeah, the game's fucking fun as shit, but, yeah, how to translate that into podcast material? Well, there's probably some correlation between those fucking complete hipster pussies who just like talk and talk and talk and fucking blah blah blah, you know. And let's dissect Final Fantasy characters and follow their Jungian journeys and yeah, there's a reason those fags like games that are really narrative-based, you know? You can fucking fill airtime talking about the story beats and fucking, you know, the lore and do all that shit, like, really easily for those games. Nothing to do with, again, it's fucking not really gameplay, you know? It's not fucking like the game itself they're talking about. It's the fucking, like, pre-set fucking story, you know? Not so much a game that's just fucking constant moment to moment, just pure fucking, it's just like Apex, it's just pretty much like pure fucking gameplay, you know. I mean, yeah, you fucking talk about like the loot and fucking like that shit and the fucking different areas in the map, I guess, but I mean, beyond that, it's fucking just going with your squad and like moment by moment just being aware of your surroundings and shit. And plus those other guys are gay too, but just, I don't know if I mentioned that. There's that too. just to drive that point home. So yeah, so let's get dirty. Dirt Rally 2.0E. Should also be noted that the title there, Dirt in Dirt Rally, that's in all capital letters except for the I. Why? I mean, if I had to guess, maybe they couldn't copyright the word dirt. You know, that'd be a tough one to slide through there. You know, they had to mix it up the way it's spelled, or maybe it's an acronym. I don't know. Fucking dirt. It's like Dixon Rotten Tomatoes. That's my best guess. It's also coincidentally where the namesake of the franchise is, Colin McRae. I mean, that he's got 6 feet of it on top of him. So, yeah. So the series has been around for a while. Like, you know, Dirt Rally, fucking Colin McRae. You know, it used to be called fucking Colin McRae Craze Rally, and within like a year after it, and then like kind of like the spinoff of that was Dirt, which is, you know, that's still going. Fucking, you know, Dirt 3, I think was the last one that came out like not too long ago, like last year, I think. I played that for a little bit. I didn't play like too much of that, but basically think of it like the Forza series. You know, you've got two very different kinds of like racing games that are somewhat like, you know, they're related. Like, you know, like Dirt's kind of like the Forza Horizon of the two, where, you know, it's more accessible. It's not nearly as fucking like arcadey as fucking Horizon, but you know, it's what you would expect from fucking like any other like driving game. Just like a pick up and play, just fucking like, all right, here's some fucking races, here's some fucking shit, just go and fucking, you know, try to get first or whatever. You know, just about anybody can pick it up and like play it and get it, you know. Race around the track, try to beat the other cars. Like, that's what fucking Dirt is, pretty much. You know, get it, check, got it, sure. Again, it's not like fucking overly fucking like silly and arcadey. It's still like a racing game. It's not really like a sim, I wouldn't say. But yeah, and then there's fucking Dirt Rally, which is, you know, the series formerly known as Colin McRae's Rally. And yeah, that's some fucking hardcore shit, you know. It's fucking just less mainstream than like Forza Motorsport, you know. Like, though, I mean, I say that as an American, you know, where fucking like rally racing isn't popular at all. Where, you know, Forza Motorsport still like fucking, you know, just go around the tracks pretty much, and that's what you're doing. But, you know, it's fucking like hardcore as shit when you get into it. I still think fucking Forza Motorsport, it's like a, it's like a more realistic simulation, like as far as like the physics go, you know. It's fucking, but Forza is still kind of like, you know, the way the game is, it's fucking more like small scale. Like every track's fucking asphalt, fucking, you know, circular tracks that are whatever. They like laser scan them from the fucking like real world and shit. Like, it's just very, you know what I mean? The whole point of like Forza Motorsport is just fucking try to be as like photorealistic as fucking possible and make the physics as fucking realistic as possible and shit. That's what it is, you know, one of those games. Well, Dirt Rally, where, you know, every track you're racing is fucking like miles and miles of just fucking like unique, like point to point, you know, mixed surface, crazy fucking elevation changes, and fucking the track gets like deformed and shit, and you know what I mean? So, you know, it's fucking mud and gravel and all that. So, I mean, they have like differences in there, but it's not like, again, it's not something they fucking went and like laser scanned, oh, let's make sure every fucking pebble is fucking, you know, like in the right place on this track. You know, it puts the hard in hardcore. Because, yeah, Dirt Rally, dude, the game's not fucking around at all. It's fucking, it's hard. I think the last time I talked about one of the rally games, that must have been fucking the last one, too, obviously. yeah, I think I called it the Dark Souls of racing games. And I was kind of being like a cunt saying that. But I was just fucking like, ah, whatever. You know, everyone says the Dark Souls of something that's hard. So this is kind of like the Dark Souls of fucking racing games. But yeah, I guess that's a saying because, yeah, I've heard it mentioned in other people's reviews for the game too. And people talked about the game just fucking like, you know, it's fucking like, oh yeah, it's kind of like the Dark Souls of racing. Like, it's, I guess it's like a thing. I don't know if I want to take credit for coining that term, you know. Maybe I did, who knows, but, you know, yeah, when you make a fucking mistake, like that, like, in fucking dirt reality, like, you get punished for it, and you get, like, hard, like, you can just fucking just little slip, and dude, that's it, like, your fucking whole thing's done, whole race is done, car's fucked up, and, yeah, so, I feel like I've already gone through this shit before. Yeah, again, I probably did go through all the game stuff. Like, it's not, like, two, whatever. What are we on? Dirt Rally 2.0, right? I guess. Yeah, but it's kind of like, again, it's not that different from fucking the first Dirt Rally. It's just weird saying the first Dirt Rally again. It's just fucking the Colin McRae games that I played quite a few of, too. But yeah, whenever I played fucking like Dirt Rally 1.0, I guess, it's fucking, I don't know, was that like two, three years ago, around there. It should be said too, like Dirt Rally 2.0, like it's not a remake or like a re-release of fucking 1.0. It's just because it's called fucking, maybe not the best name choice, you know, 2.0. It's everything's brand new tracks. The graphics are fucking definitely different, better, I would say. Physics are different, you know, completely different fucking game. It's still fun. I mean, it's still fucking like rally racing. Like the core of it's still just fucking like rally racing, but yeah, you get my point. And yeah, the way the career is structured in there is, I mean, it's a little bit strange the way they have the career laid out. I just clicked the fucking first option that it gave me, which I assumed is just fucking like normal career mode. And yeah, was, you know, they give you like about a half dozen cars to choose from. And you know, it's like, yeah, you'll pick your first car for free or whatever. Don't do what I did and pick what looks like the most expensive, like powerful car you can, of like fucking like, oh, this is going to cost me more money later, so I'm just going to pick the fucking the fastest one. Yeah, because yeah, when you first start out, like doing your first race and shit, like, unless you're really into these fucking games and you were playing the previous one every day until like this came out, and you're just fucking like really like, oh, this is all I play is these, you know, Colin McRae, the fucking dirt rally games and shit. Yeah, more power in the car means more chance you're just gonna fucking wreck your car. like on the first race, it's just gonna be a fucking disaster and fucking, you know, there's no fucking like, there's no option to like rewind or anything. When your car is junked, your car is junked. So, they give you 5 like restarts, meaning you can like restart the track you're on. You can just fucking just, you know, start it from the very beginning and go from the start line. But even then, I think it's like 5 of those per series, maybe like per like 6 tracks or some shit like that. Or maybe that might refresh every like 2 races. Maybe I'm not really too sure, but you don't get a lot of them, you know. It's not just like you can't just like keep fucking up and like, oh, I'm gonna fucking like reset it and shit. It's just fucking like, you know, you have a limited amount of times you can do that, like per, it's not per race either. So I mean, I'm not really sure because I never fuck up when I play. I'm just whatever. I've never crashed ever in these games. So yeah, I finished my first series and came in second, by the way. And yeah, it's like, you know, I'm still a little fucking like hazy on how the fucking the garage and the crew were managed, because there's like tiered upgrades that you can buy for each car. Like it'll show you like fucking like, oh, engine upgrade, like 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever. And fucking like, you know, it's just like, oh, I need to meet these requirements and it costs this much money to fucking like, do the upgrade or whatever. And I think like the requirements are like fucking like, you know, you have to drive it for, you know, so long before you can even like buy those. But the car I have, like I think, like the car I picked, I think all the upgrades were already on there. Like they were like pre-installed. So maybe the first car you pick, that's all like there or whatever. So yeah, they don't do a great job of like highlighting like what the fuck is going on there. Like as far as like the menus and the other little extras go. Yeah, like every two races, you can repair your car, you know, when it's going to get fucked up. But I mean, you're going to have to fucking, like, even just, like, normal driving, like, hitting bumps and shit. You're, fucking up the shocks and shit and, you know, banging into shit, hitting rocks and that, all that. So, so I was like, all right, so they give you, like, an exclamation point. You know, it gives you, like, a list of different areas in the car you can repair, or whatever. It's, like, fucking, like, body, fucking tires, blah blah blah, you know, fucking windshield or whatever, hot, like headlights, and then, yeah, there'll be like a fucking exclamation point on the damaged areas you can fix. So it's like, all right, yeah, just do the fucking exclamation point. So yeah, then you can also do like the tires are like separate though. Like fucking, I don't know why you wouldn't want to like change your tires after like a couple races, you know. But it's not, I said it was, I fucked up. But it's not in that list, but it gives you, like, the list of, like, you know, the main list of, like, here's the damaged parts, you know, it's fucking, like, tires aren't in there. So I figured that would either be automatic or it would be under, like, the, you know, the repair list again, which is not. But under, like, you know, under the menu option that says repair, under that is something that says like tires, you know? And they show you, yeah, when you pick that, it just shows you like, hey, there's different like compounds of tires you can put on, you know, it's fucking like soft, medium, hard, the, you know, the type of tire material you want on there. And yeah, you know, I wasn't going to fuck with that shit. I was fucking like, medium's fine. You know what I mean? It's like middle of the road. It's not going to be too bad either way. You know, I'm not a fucking car guy who tunes the different, like, gear differential for each track or changes the fucking, like, PSI in each fucking tire. It's like, oh, it's more left-hand turn, so I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like I don't do that. I mean, you can do that in the game if you're so inclined, but, I mean, I can't even fucking drive manual transmission. So, yeah, I fucking just set everything to fucking, like, automatic. I can in the game and fucking, I don't touch any fucking options, and, come to think of it, maybe that's what they were going for, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, I never thought, like, even, like, again, there's all that shit that's in there, but even the previous fucking game was, like, fucking, maybe they're just going for, like, all right, dude, just hide, like, anything that's not just pure, just fucking get in the car and go, like, that type of shit, like, the more, like, you know, in-depth, tinkering shit, kind of like hide that in the back, you know. And the crew, we can change your crew like that. It's in like the lower right corner of the main menu, and I saw that it said like crew, and I honestly thought that was fucking like the staff credits. We're gonna play like crew, you know what I mean, the crew that made the game. I thought this was gonna happen, but I didn't even fucking click on that the first like series I went in. So yeah, it seems like they're kind of like hiding that in the back where they just want you to jump in and just fucking like drive, which is good. But, yeah, then I got a fucking like, somebody was asking me, like, I get a question from somebody asking me like, what you're supposed to do when your car gets like fucked up, like really fucked up. And he made it seem like they make you like pay out of your, you know, your winnings for each repair. And, you know, he was in a situation where he had like, he had just started, he had like one car in his garage, and he's like fucking like, you know, that car is like really fucked up, like it's badly damaged, I can't even fucking like really drive it, and he had like no money either, so he couldn't like fix it. So I don't know, is the game just like done? Like I have like no money, my car, like the one car I have is fucked up, I can't fucking repair it, like, I don't know, my experience, my truth with the game has been fucking, you know, I was saying like every two races you do, like, you know, they give you the odds, like, hey, here's what's damaged, you fix it up. And there's just like an option, like, do you want to do like a standard repair or like a quick repair, which is if you do like a quick repair, you're not going to like completely fix what's wrong, but it's going to take less time. And in those like intermediary fucking, you know, the repair parts of the game, like, you know, they only give you like, you're allowed so much time to, you know, it's like you have like whatever, like an hour or whatever to fucking like make the repairs you want. And you know, we're doing like if your car's like really that fucked up, you have to like keep fixing everything, it's going to add up to over an hour. You know, if you go over that, like you have like a, they give you like a time penalty or whatever. So, but every time I've done that, like it always says fucking like free. When I just fucking like repair it up to like just like normal repairs, just go, it's fucking like, all right, it's just like these repairs are free, just to fucking, you know what I mean? Never had to pay for it. So I don't know. Like, I don't know about like what he was talking about, like what he did, like if he had like went into the options and like turned something on or off to make it like harder. So you do have to fucking like pay for the repairs. Like, I have fucking no idea. You know, if I have some sort of like, I don't know if I have like some sort of like bonus or like booster for like buying the deluxe, version of the game, you know, like maybe it's like fucking like, oh, you buy the fucking like, whatever, you know, more expensive version and all your car repairs are free. I doubt it. Like, I really don't think so, but I also bought the version I bought the deluxe version from fucking CD Keys, which was like less than I would have paid for the regular version anyway. So the point is, like, it seems like, to be, the game's like both like set up so you can just fucking like drive the fucking races, which is what I'm doing. Just fucking like, I'll pick something and fucking go and just drive and drive the fucking tracks and do that and like not worry about anything else, which is, again, that's like my thing, that's what I like to do. But then they bury like the deeper options in like such a way that you can like, I don't know, like really like miss something or like screw yourself over if you take like a wrong turn somewhere in there, pun intended. You know, like just like Dark Souls, like type of thing, even extends to the menu. So, but yeah, I think it's fucking great. I really like fucking Dirt Rally. Having a lot of fun with it. Dirt Rally 2.0, I should say. You know, at this point, again, if I played like, you know, do you have a couple of series and a couple like singular races and shit. And, I think it's like, it's improved over the last game in just about every way. Though it still remains to be seen, like, what the fucking track variety is like. Because, yeah, so some of the, like, the craziest, like, most insane shit that I remember from the last fucking rally game was fucking, which is the like, the snow tracks. Like, the fucking, this, like, snow and ice and shit. Like, that's just, like, crazy to fucking drive on. And yeah, I haven't seen that yet in this one. It doesn't mean it's not there, you know, but fucking, could be. It's fucking, it's just, I haven't stumbled on them yet or, yeah, but early impressions of the game is fucking, you know, my teeth hurt from fucking clenching them as I'm playing, but, the game hasn't given me an aneurysm yet. So it's somewhere in that sweet spot. So, yeah, pretty cool. I do like it. Then on the other motorsport front, you've got your Trials Rising, which is on the complete opposite end of the simulation spectrum. So, yeah, Trials Rising, it's more trials, meaning like every one of those games, the early stages are super fucking easy. You know, if you're just trying to, like, get to the end of the level, and you get fucking, like, you know, unlimited retries for it and shit. It's basically Excitebike for NES, just like an updated version of that, where you just fucking maneuver the bike so you're leaning forward and fucking like hitting the gas on the inclines, and you know, when you land, you want the fucking back wheel to fucking like hit first or whatever. And it's just, it's very, very like simple arcadey controls. And then the challenge comes from, like, perfecting the stages and trying to ride through the whole thing without wiping out and doing it as fast as you can to fucking get a gold or a platinum medal. And you know, they have like all the later stages are gated off until you rack up like whatever, a certain amount of medals you have to get before you go, or player level now, or whatever the fuck it's set up. You have to play for a little bit before you unlock the later ones, the harder ones. So where it gets fucking insane, you start getting frustrated. But yeah, so yeah, it's fun for sure. Do like it, even if the later stages do get so fucking like technical that it's frustrating. They want you to like stop on a dime and then fucking like reverse your bike and fucking like hit jumps at like just the right speed and angle, and you're climbing like rocks and shit and just fucking, but yeah, that's trials. And I think, visually it's, easily the best looking trials game. The newest one, obviously. So it's definitely more clean and polished than the other ones, I think, where, there's good lighting effects and colors and all that. For some reason that the graphic settings, I'm playing on PC, I'll set it up how I want it. It's fucking like, oh, this game looks awesome. Then like, I'll reboot it and like, why does this look like crap? And I go in and now it looks fucking like blurry and shitty, and then I have to go in and set it all to fucking like, no, it's good, not didn't save to fucking like full screen every time, and like turn that, turn like some of the graphics options up again. And then I'm like, all right, fine, everything's on. And it's like, oh, now I have like, it's like, why is the fucking like screen tearing and shit? And they have to turn on the V-Sync on, like turn that on again for some reason. I don't know what's up with my fucking monitor. I thought fucking G-Sync was supposed to take care of that with a G-Sync monitor, but both with fucking trials, and I was having problems with like Metro before with the screen tearing. I wonder if I turned the V-Sync on that too, it would have been like fixed it. But yeah, just having screen tear shit lately, and in the settings of my monitor and shit, everything says fucking G-Sync's on, but I don't know. I also don't know why fucking trials fucking, every time I exit out of it, it's just, it crashes. So maybe that's what's fucking up the settings too, where it's not saving because it's fucking, just exit the game, and then fucking like you play, this game has crashed like as soon as I exit. So I don't know. PC gaming, you gotta love it. What I don't like about the presentation in Trials Rising is they set it up so it looks like a fucking mobile game. It just looks like a cheesy fucking mobile, like all the menus and shit. So I don't know if it's supposed to be like some kind of like meta joke within the game, or if whatever platform it's also on, they had to like make it like that. Just that's how, maybe you can play it on a fucking phone, I don't know. You can play it on a Switch, I know that. So same thing. If it's a piece of shit fucking console, might as well be a phone. So so there's just like some cheap looking art in the menus. It's fucking like, extreme dudes with fucking like tattoos, like cartoon guys like smiling and fucking, hey bro, check out the customization options and fucking, shit like that. All this fucking like cheesy like text like in your face. And you're earning coins as you play, and you're building up your player profile, like level goes up as you play, and you can buy like different clothing and stickers and shit, and fucking like emotes. And again, I don't know if it's supposed to be like a joke or not, these are the times that we live in, where it's fucking like, I don't know if this is supposed to be like a joke making fun of this bullshit, or if it's just like bullshit like every other, like it's fucking that cheesy, like I can't even tell. Just like earning medals to unlock more tracks, like would have sufficed. Like, oh my god, that would have been fine. Like, what's all this fucking bullshit with fucking like, oh, I'll get stickers and fucking blah blah blah. And I don't really need fucking emotes and a fucking like cowboy hat and all that shit. So I mean, you do have to fucking unlock different bikes, but I mean, beyond that, like who gives a shit? But yeah, I think there are only like four of them, maybe like four bikes you have to like buy, like you unlock with like those coins. But other than that, like I don't know, like I just like avoid those fucking menus and shit. It looks like a fucking free to play mobile game. So I think you can buy like loot boxes too. I think a couple things I'm mixed on when you are racing, and they show you like the ghosts of three other riders that are, you know, going on the track with you, like racing with you. I'm assuming it's like saved replays from like real random people online, I'm guessing, where it's fucking their time and what they're doing and shit. I'm not sure if there's a way to disable those. I mean, I hope there is, probably somewhere like the options, just fucking disable showing the fucking the ghosts and shit that are like behind you. But yeah, they're on by default. I think that's just like incredibly like just distracting. You know, you see other people fucking racing with you, like slightly behind you, like, and you know, it's like a 2D game, so it's like they stand out. Like, it's not like fucking like, oh, they're whatever, you know. It's pretty fucking like prominent, a fucking like, you know, they're right on top of you and shit, and they're not even very very like ghosty, like they're pretty like white, like pale white, and you know, you see them like flipping around and like crashing or whatever. It kind of messes with your concentration, and just, you know, it's even like some stages, like, you know, it's like you do like these tournaments where there's like seven of them, and it's fucking like, well, that makes more sense where you're in like a tournament, you're supposed to be like competing against other people. But when you're just in like a fucking like regular fucking level, you know, like playing by yourself, and it's like, dude, why is this fucking like, you know, it's like, where am I? It's fucking like you're getting lost. It's fucking somebody like doing like flips and shit next to you, and fucking, you know, I don't know. I kind of like preferred, you know what I mean? So I mean, they fucking like made it so I get a feeling that like, oh, we want to make the game feel more alive, and so, you know, it doesn't feel like you're like isolated by yourself just like driving on the track. But I kind of preferred that. Yeah, I'd rather be fucking by myself just fucking like racing. So just fucking having give me other people's time is at the end, like that would have been fine. And if I wanted to be, you know, if I was interested in playing, like competing with other people, I'd either go against their times, or I'd fucking like do like a multiplayer mode, like that would be fine. You know, just fucking whatever. If you wanted to fucking be like, oh, it's a certain time frame or whatever, you know what I mean? If you wanted to be like, oh, fucking here's season one, you have to, you know, this like this month or something, you have to, you know what I mean? Then you're fucking like racing other people's ghosts and shit. Like that would make sense if it was like that. As like a different mode or an option, but just again, just like by default, just like starting and like fucking like, why the fuck are there like, you know, these fucking like white ghosts just doing flips and shit next to me? Like, it's fucking kind of ridiculous. But I'm not even sure if they have a real multiplayer mode. No idea. Probably not. It's probably just times. But yeah, Trials Rising is good. A lot of content there. You know, even after like you platinum a track, you can fucking accept, like, you have like sponsorships you can do, like, you know, accept like these different people. They'll give you like you know, they'll sponsor you, and they'll give you like a task to do on like a certain fucking track, like fucking like, hey, do like 10 backflips on this stage, or fucking crash less than like 5 times or some shit. Then, like, you know, just like a added layer where if you pass that, if you pass those things, then like fucking they gave you like extra money for doing those. And there's also like a training mode, which, you know, I'm fucking interested in, where they just show you like the basics, which, I mean, again, it's not like a complicated game, no, but There's some like advanced techniques that you need to master in order to like get past like the trickier shit without getting fucking frustrated. Which, again, I always end up fucking doing towards the end of these games, of like fucking like, oh, this game's awesome, and then fucking just like hit like a brick wall. It's fucking like, okay, now I'm fucking, I don't know, this isn't fun anymore. I'm fucking like, it's so like precise and shit. And so it's like, yeah, just going through like those tutorial things might help. We'll see if it works. So. Yeah, Trials Rising. It's kind of like Dirt, but 2D, and with bikes, and it's fucking like really arcadey. So, really, really nothing like Dirt Rally, but similar. They're both like Crackdown 3, really, which I finished. And mixed feelings on Crackdown 3. For the most part, I had a good time with it, but it does feel surprisingly cheap sometimes, both in a budget sense, and the game just also kind of like randomly fucks you over too. You know, like I said before, I don't think it really looks like a last gen game, like some fucking internet people were saying. Generally, I think it looks like sharp and clean and shit, but then you hit like certain corners of the world that just seems like they're unfinished. Like someone forgot to like slap a fucking texture on a building, or they just fucking gave up designing this fucking little area over here. You know, I just fucking like, oh, we started to do like the skeleton of it, and fucking like, all right, well, we started fucking like putting, you know, making it look good, and then like, I don't know, we ran out of time and forgot to fucking like put the last like touches on it. Like, just doesn't look like it's finished. So which, see, it just seems fucking odd because the game was in development for so long. And yeah, I mean, who knows what happened to it over the years, but considering this is one of the few fucking Microsoft exclusives, like AAA exclusives, and you know, they charge fucking like $60 for it. I know it's fucking like, oh, you could have got fucking like Game Pass and blah blah blah. It's like $2 you could have played it, but it's like fucking like, nah, I'd rather buy it like any other fucking game. But yeah, but I mean, again, I'm not like really knocking the graphics like themselves, or even like the gameplay. Like, controversial opinion, but I would say like the core mechanics of Crackdown 3 feel better, and they're more fun to use than fucking Spider-Man, the PS4 Spider-Man. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, you're more in control, and it's fucking more like precise, and like swinging around and shit, and just fucking, I don't know. I think if they polished like Crackdown, and there was like more to do in the game, like fucking, you know, like the fucking the rooftop races, which are the highlight, right? It's just like, yeah, those are fun, but I did like the first few of them, and I'm thinking like, oh man, this is fucking cool. Like, I can't wait to see like where this goes. Like, once I fucking like max out my fucking like agility and fucking, you know, get it up to like level 5, like, oh, the fucking the level 5 races, dude. Those are gonna be fucking like nuts. Like, that should be fucking wicked fun. But yeah, but then they're really like not, you know what I mean? Like, there's only maybe like a dozen races like total in the game of those like foot races. And you can like fucking like blow through like each one of those in about like a minute, you know, and probably get like a gold on the first try too. So there's really like no reason to go back and like replay them. It's just fucking like, oh, well, I did those and those were kind of fun, but that's it. Like, that's all they have for them. And fucking like, you know, just, there's no like crazy challenging, like end game to it. You know, like the final one, the final race, like foot race, doesn't have you like running around the entire city or anything like that. Like, they don't really like up the stakes on them. It's kind of like, oh, the first one is about as challenging as like the 8th one. You know what I mean? They don't really like push you to fucking like, same goes for like the propaganda towers and like the vehicle races. Like, it's the same shit. There's no real like progression there. You know, your character's like getting stronger and like getting faster and shit, but they really don't like ask you to like push yourself as you like progress in the game. It's just kind of like, just stays at like an even keel, kind of. It's just fucking like, oh, you're leveling up, and here's like a race that's about your level, and it's kind of the same shit. It's not longer, it's not, you know what I mean? And yeah, the way the map is set up, we're fucking, you know, you start off like the outskirts of the city, which are just like, you know, low altitude, and it's kind of like sparse and shit, and it's fucking, you know, just like little slums and buildings, like single story buildings and double, you know, two story buildings you're kind of like jumping on. And and then like you look towards like the middle of the map, and it's, you see like all these like skyscrapers in the middle of the island. And you're thinking like, oh, you know, I bet it'll be cool. Like fucking, oh, they're going to like progress me up. I'm going to get, you know, my character is going to get again stronger and fucking like be able to jump higher. And like, oh, once you get to like those skyscrapers, like it's going to be much more like vertical and it's going to get fucking crazy once I get there. But yeah, but by the time you make it there, like by the time you make it to the center of the island, almost like everything, like once you just like hit those skyscrapers, it's all story missions. Like that are there. Like there's four bosses that are clumped up in the middle, like in that area. And you're fighting your way up each major building, like each like major skyscraper they're in. So, that's just kind of how it plays out. It's not like fucking like, oh, this is just like as much like activity, you know, it's like free form, just jumping around shit I can do in this area. It's fucking like, oh no, you get there and pretty just like scripted, just fucking go, here's the mission, here's fucking like checkpoints, just fucking like go up there and shit. And, you know, they could have like spread that out more, got more creative with how the world is designed. it just seems like this should be like more to do in the game in general. Because you know it was like enjoyable to play, but the credits roll and I was kind of underwhelmed still. It's like, yeah, the game was fun, but that's it. Like that's all it was, and wasn't really much to do there. Just, you know, little bullshit problems show up too through the cracks, through the cracks downs. Yeah, the later missions, they're throwing hundreds of enemies at you at a time and you're bulldozing through them for the most part, just murdering them in like half a second, just blasting them and setting them on fire and like jumping up in the air and superhero slamming down onto them on the ground and sending them flying and just left trigger, right trigger and shit, you know, left trigger locks on, right trigger fire, just fucking left, right, just mowing through them. And that's fine and shit. You're fucking them up. And it's like, you know, if you start feeling unstoppable when you're leveled up and, you know, it's just like, oh, you just fucking really no challenge. It's just, you know, they fucking send like, surround me with all these fucking people and I'll take them out. Feel like invincible. And until you're not, we just randomly explode and die in like half a second. You have no idea what the fuck just happened. And, just kind of like cheap as shit of like, oh, I'm fine. I'm, you know, fucking all these guys up. Then like, oh, agent died and finally whatever they give you, you know, they have like a regenerating shield, you know, like almost like a, like in Halo, like the Halo, just, you know, you have like your health and you have a shield over it and your shield goes down first and so, you know, then it regenerates over time, like that type of deal. But it takes like, so it takes forever to charge if you just like disengaging from combat, just taking cover, just letting that recharge on its own. Like that'll take forever. What they want you to do is to be aggressive and kill shit as quickly as possible because, the orbs that you get from that, you know, the orbs will fucking explode out of people when you kill them and you absorb them. And, doing that, makes the shield regenerate faster, right? Which works fine for the most part. You know, it's just fucking like, oh, you know, it's almost like Doom or something too. Doom, like the newer Doom, where it's fucking like, oh, you want to be, the more aggressive you are, the easier it's going to be. Is what they're going for. But yeah, that's fine where it works for the most part. But, you'll be fighting a boss who keeps calling in like minions and theoretically it's fucking like, oh, you know, you want to fucking like, kill like all the ads, like, you know, all the fucking little guys, the guys like summoning, the boss is summoning to fucking get more orbs and fucking regenerate your shield that way. But like, you know, they end up like surrounding you and there's fucking like drones above you and like soldiers behind you and the boss is like launching missiles at you at the same time. It's fucking just like, oh, you know, you have like full health, full shields, and fucking you get hit a few times and it's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, I'm at like, you know, 50% shields or whatever, but should be all right. Let's go and try to like kill a few of these. And then fucking it's like, oh, the agent died. Like fucking like almost like immediately. Just like, dude, what the fuck just happened? Like, it just seems like so shitty and cheap. we can't really, you can't really like tell what the fuck is going on. So yeah, just, you know, just a couple spots in the game just feel like so like cheap, you know, and where they're just like not designed well. You know, one of the bosses I know, I kept like trying to get him and fucking dying and fucking, and I'm like, oh, maybe let's try like a different strategy, like try to figure out like the, like there's got to be like some kind of like pattern or puzzle to it. But there really like isn't, you know, there really isn't like any kind of like pattern you're trying to get a handle on. It's just fucking, just, you know, just the ads, like the little minions are just gonna, keep spawning in like no matter what, and they're gonna keep like surrounding you, and that's just gonna keep happening, and fucking just like, oh, I don't know, dude, fine, 1 second, then you're dead the next. And so I just used a fucking, like, I'm like, all right, well, I'll just focus on the boss then. I just fucking like tried just focusing on the boss a couple times using different weapons, and fucking like I finally, it's like, oh, the minigun works best, so just go in there with the minigun and just fucking lock onto the boss the entire time, just hold the right trigger and just let it go, and jumping around like a fucking crackdown head like that until he died, and that was it. I was just like so like mindless. I'm just fucking like, ah, oh, it's kind of retarded. Just like the whole like deal with the boss, just trying to do as much damage as quick as possible, and just like ignore everything else that's going on. So it doesn't seem like they put a lot of thought into like some of the boss battles and like some of the fights and shit. I'm just fucking like, ah, it's kind of, again, it's like, so the way you die is cheap, and the way you fucking like beat it is just fucking like, just like mindless and like cheap, like that type of thing. So again, Crackdown 3, the game's okay. It's just fucking, again, just really fucking strange, like how it ended up. I don't know what's going on with Microsoft in general, or, you know, Xbox, I guess, in general. Yeah, they've kind of, it seems like they've kind of like crapped out recently. You know, there are those rumors that they're going to bring their games to Nintendo Switch with like Game Pass, like bringing Game Pass to Switch. I mean, I don't really have like a problem with any of that, if that's what they're going to do. The way things are going, like it seems like they might just go the way of Sega and just end up being like a software company and not make consoles, and you know, putting their game. I know they're saying like fucking like, oh, they're going to reveal a new fucking Xbox at fucking E3 or whatever in like a few months, but it just seems like, you know, they're going to be just like putting their games onto anything and everything that will allow them to. And yeah, you know, maybe that is like the future of gaming, where the, you know, there's no more consoles or you know, an Xbox console or a PC you can use as like a higher end way to play the games that you can get in other places, streaming or whatever, or better versions of them, you know, higher fucking fidelity, higher frame rate, like that type of thing. Like maybe like that's what they're going for. Just fucking like, oh, well, if you want the best version of this, you had to play it on, you had to buy a PC, you had to buy a fucking Xbox or whatever. But you know, but yeah, I don't know, any way you want to look at that, like, if, again, if it's true, if the rumors are true, that's fucking, that's what they're going to do with Game Pass. As long as fucking Sony and Nintendo are making like hardware, like just like doing like the traditional thing of just making hardware, and these are our games that you get on, you only get it on fucking PlayStation, only get it on fucking Nintendo hardware. Like if that's what they're doing, you know, and there's no reason for them to switch that up, like for them not to do that in the near future, because the, you know, the PS4 and the Switch are fucking killing it. You know, and you know, they say Xbox One is supposedly doing like okay, like it's doing as good as the 360 did and like whatever, but yeah, I don't think like the resources and like the research that Microsoft put into it, like comparably, and like what they wanted to get for it as far as like sales, like I don't think it's fucking, I don't think they're too happy with it, I wouldn't think. And it's, you know, it's not exactly fucking lighting the world on fire. You know, if they're like, cave, you know, if they cave and they're like fucking like, hey, you know, we can get our games everywhere, you know, fucking like whatever, we just like games and blah blah blah. I mean, they're fucking like failing then in that regard of like being like competitive as like it was like a console, you know, console maker. So, you know, they couldn't give people enough reason to stick with their fucking system and theirs alone. So, hey, you could spin it any way that you want. I'm just fucking like, well, they don't really make money on fucking console sales, or the, you know, the future is fucking like streaming services anyway, or, you know, it's, you know, they couldn't go like toe to toe with like the two fucking big fucking guys in the console market, and they're kind of just like retreating and fucking like hedging their bets, at least, you know. I'm just fucking like, well, we're still gonna put out consoles, but you know what I mean, like fucking, I don't know, again, if that's true, if that's the direction they're going. But yeah, again, like Crackdown 3, like the game's kind of fun, but it doesn't have like the same like caliber of like polish and budget as like, you know, Mario or like a fucking Spider-Man or fucking like Smash Brothers or fucking Horizon Zero Dawn, like any of those fucking games or whatever. It just kind of feels like an unfinished, you know, budget game. And that's kind of like the majority of what fucking Microsoft seems to be putting out now, or it's fucking like, this just seems kind of like unfinished and fucking like whatever. I mean, the only exception for the past few years has really been fucking Forza, the Forza games. I mean, it just seems like fucking like that series like gets all the love and the fucking money and shit, and it, you know, comes out like fucking clockwork every year. And, you know, again, I like the fucking Forza games, but I don't know, but you know, Microsoft, there's all these fucking IPs that they could and should be fucking, you know, making games for, that should be fucking like really, you know, again, just like high budget, like polished, like, you know, fucking like Killer Instinct is fucking, it's like, you know, they put that out at launch of the fucking Xbox One and that's, you know, that's a good fucking game too, but the way they did it, it's fucking like, again, it was like low budget. It's like fucking like they kind of like half measure fucking like, well, it's like season one and there's other seasons coming out. And again, it wasn't really like a triple A fucking title like it should have been. It should have been like, it should, you know, it should have been just fucking, you know, as polished as it could have been with as much content as could have been there, like, you know, when it fucking came out. But, you know, fucking Gears 4. That it felt like off, you know, like, nobody really has thought about that game since like the week it came out of like, oh yeah, another Gears, and then fucking like just kind of like fell off. Again, it didn't really like stick. It wasn't like, didn't seem to be like that high budget, like, you know, watermark, you know, fucking like the other Gears were fucking all of them, like 1, 2, 3 or whatever. Like, you know, Judgment obviously was like, had some problems, but, you know, it wasn't like fucking like, oh, here's Gears 4, like, oh my god, another Gears of War, like, just came and went, you know. You know, Halo 5, same shit, like, that campaign was, like, infamously unfinished, and it showed. But again, like Halo 5, like, great multiplayer, but, you know, I liked it. I played it for, like, you know, a year pretty heavily. As fucking this game, the multiplayer is great, but, you know, outside of, like, really fucking hardcore Halo players, like, nobody thinks about Halo 5 or know that it fucking exists now. And again, they didn't really stick with it, didn't really push it either, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking it's not like they kept like, oh yeah, well, we're gonna fix the campaign and fucking like, here you go, and it's, oh, we're gonna blow out the fucking multiplayer like big time and add all the shit and like keep like pushing people that this is a game that's fucking, you know, keep making it better. Like, I don't know, like Rainbow Six Siege, I think, came out around the same time, I want to say. I think it was about the same time. And, like, you know, Siege, like, that game's, like, still going strong. You know, there's still fucking, like, updates and ads all over the place and fucking, you know, fucking, if people know, as, you know, again, I fucking, at, like, Walmart, it's fucking ads, you know, posters of, like, oh, dude, Rainbow Six Siege, fucking new season, and, you know, buy the fucking pass, and buy the game, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's still a pretty big fucking deal. People fucking love that game. It's good, too. It's fucking, that's an awesome game, but, you know, again, it's not, like, fucking, I don't know, like, fucking, You haven't fucking heard about Halo 5 since, like, you know, 6 months after it was released, you know, and they're fucking, now they're gearing up for, like, Halo Infinite and saying it's going to be, like, a reboot or whatever, so, I mean, who knows what that's going to look like again, but, again, even, like, Forza, again, like, I like fucking, like, Forza Horizon 4 and just fucking, like, you know, I played it for a little bit and then it just kind of, like, falls off and... Again, usually when I say that's how I usually play most games anyways, fucking like, oh, cool, play it, and then I put it down, I play something else like that. I'm not fucking, not one to be known for just, like, hardcore sticking around for, like, years and years of a fucking, like, game or whatever, but usually I'm aware that, you know, it still exists or it's still getting, like, updates, so I'll go back, I'll play something I haven't played for a while, I'll play it again and shit, but just, you know, just, again, there's, like, Microsoft just seems to be, like, they just fucking push it out and fucking doesn't really hit and fucking they just like let it die on the vine afterwards. And so, yeah, I mean, they haven't really had many hits recently with like real like staying power that makes like a big impact, you know? So and then you get something like Crackdown that has like potential for that. Like it could have been like a big fucking hit. Again, if they really fucking blew it up and like, you know, polished it and fucking were like innovative with it and shit and just, you know, it's like fucking, I could see like the core gameplay is fucking like super fun. Again, I think it's fucking great, but they just like didn't bother like fucking, you know what I mean? Whatever happened, it's fucking like, oh, we have this cool concept, cool fucking mechanics, but here's like a fucking like half finished game and I don't know, dude, this fucking is going to move on from it, you know? Again, and Crackdown 2 was another, like, I don't know, dude, like, it's kind of, like, multiplayer, kind of co-op, and just fucking janky, almost, like, early access, like, you know, even, like, Sea of Thieves, even, the same type of thing, but, you know, they've been working on it, again, Crackdown, they've been working on it for, like, whatever, like, 6 fucking years, whatever, you know, so, and again, you hear like, oh, well, this guy like left the team and there's like this and that fucking like shake up at fucking management level of Microsoft and just still what? I mean, that just seems to be like at this point, that's like the status quo of like how Microsoft is lately, where, you know, they're always in fucking like flux and fucking, you know, they apologize for fucking up in the past and then they fucking... the next project that they're fucking working on is like, oh, dude, this next thing's going to be like fucking amazing. It's going to change the world. And in the meantime, like here's some like, whatever, half baked fucking game that had, again, it's like, well, you can see it just had fucking potential to be like amazing, but I don't know. Here you go. It's like fucking here it is in whatever state it's in and have fun with it. Cause we have to release it at some point and fucking, you know, and the cycle continues. But anyway, let's talk about tits or, yeah, Dead or Alive 6 came out. And I can safely say that it's every bit as fan servicey as the previous games. It has not been censored, and somehow the gates of hell didn't open up because digital breasts bounced on my computer monitor. Who would have thought? And the jiggling is indeed more realistic than ever. Which is both a pro and a con because, yeah, they don't have like a breast slider anymore like they used to have where you just fucking like make them, you can't make them like hilariously like over exaggerated where they just fucking like sway and like ripple for like 2 minutes after the girl stopped moving like you could before. It's pretty fucking funny, but they're pretty, true to life now. And I'm sure that's still enough to get your fucking average, SJW faggot journalist all upset over that. Like, oh, how dare breast jiggle in fucking my game? It makes me uncomfortable. No, they need the tits in the game need to be solid, like rocks. They shouldn't move at all. Otherwise, it's offensive. And even though Dead or Alive is, it's pretty like as representative and fucking body positive as you can get in that department. You know, so you get your big titties, your tiny titties, young and old. Maybe not really old, but it's a nice variety anyway. So you get your fucking the guys with their big man titties, you know, it's everybody's fucking represented there. And judging by the reviews of Dead or Alive 6, they're mad at that. Or, you know, I think they're just more mad at fucking the whole, oh, no, dude, there's going to be, like, totally, again, there's going to be, like, totally serious fighting game shit, whatever. Like, we're not even going to emphasize that girls have tits in life and in our game. And then fucking whatever. Kind of, like, pulled the rug out of them. So I think it's a little bit of the revenge game of fucking, like, oh, this game's a 6, it sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking... So that means you know it's a good game, or what it is it seems like fucking, you know, it seems like fucking every site has like their fighting game guy who fucking has like some kind of connection to the fighting game community, which we've established is really, really fucking gay, the fighting game community. So, I've been upfront about not being... me myself, I'm not any fucking good at fighting games, but again, I've played more than my fucking fair share of them. You know what I mean? I played a ton of them. I know what's fucking good and what's fucking Smash Brothers, which is garbage. Dead or Alive is fucking hands down. Like that's the best fucking 3D fighting game series. Like period. I don't think there's any real fucking question about that. You know, even like fairly recently, I played fucking, you know, the new Soul Calibur. It was like, dude, that game is fine. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's a fun fucking game and shit. But even for me, like, this fucking, like, Soul Calibur is just kind of it's a simple fucking game. There's really not much to it. You know, they did like, and was it 6 is the new one? I think, you know, it was like, you know, they packed a lot of fucking content into the game, but it does get old pretty quick because it's kind of just like a two button game more or less, and fucking pretty much doing the same shit over and over again. And I try to get into fucking Tekken 7, but yeah, that series is just garbage. I know, again, that's like something that's loved by the fighting game community because it's fucking like, oh well, it's technical fighting or whatever, but. Fucking playing that, dude, that shit's so slow. It's so goddamn slow. And you know, the characters move like they're fucking underwater with fucking weights tied to their limbs. And, dude, fuck you. Like, again, I played through like a dozen hours of that. I'm just fucking like, dude, I can't do this. This game sucks. Like, it's fucking garbage. Then there's, Dead or Alive 6, which is fucking... really, the series is just like... That's like the epitome of like easy to learn, difficult to master, and it's fucking fast. Like it's really fast. It's fucking smooth. It's jiggly. I mean the big thing up front with 6. I mean the caveat or two that I'll just fucking get out of the way right now. Where I'll say fucking 6. It does play very similarly to fucking Dead or Alive 5. You know, there's like really one major new mechanic to it, which is actually, it's a good addition, I think, by the way, once I wrap my head around it, which is the fucking fatal blows, like the moves that you do to fucking, you know, stun your opponent. There used to be like a different move. It was like a different input for every character that you played. So it's just kind of like needlessly like confusing how it worked. Fucking like, oh, this one you press like back P, this one you do like, you know, fucking fireball toward and fucking, you know, punch and kick at the same time. This one's fine, like whatever. Then like fucking there's a follow-up to that, which is like a different, you know, it's like a combo you had to do. It was different for every character. Now it's just fucking like, well, those moves are all fucking just press the right bumper for everybody. You know, you can fucking you can use that up to like, you know, you can do it like 4 times in a row to fucking stun somebody to combo it, and then you press forward and fucking right bumper at the same time for like a final blow, which, you know, does like a good amount of damage and plays out like a little short animation to it too, which is, you know, it's like, you know, again, it's like something that 5 had something similar like that, but this is just fucking, again, this is quicker to do, and it's fucking more like low key. Like it doesn't, keeps the match going. It's not like fucking whatever. It's not like a Mortal Kombat like X-ray type thing. It's just fucking like real quick. It's fucking like, oh, it fucking takes like 1-2 seconds. I'm just fucking like, oh, fucking slow-mo, like smack somebody in the face or whatever. Jump and fucking, you know, clothesline them, or, you know, smash your fucking ass into them, or whatever the fuck it is. So again, it just like keeps everything fast and moving. Traditional fighting games, I guess. I mean, all your fucking like skip ahead there. But other than the fucking scratch that. That's later. Other than the fucking the low key like other than the fucking like the right bumper like doing the power blows, the fatal blows, like that thing. Other than that mechanic, like not much has really changed from 5. And they could have maybe gotten away with calling the game like Dead or Alive 5 Turbo or something like that, because it is fucking like it does play faster in general. Like 5 was fast, like the series is pretty quick, but this is fucking, it's really fucking fast. Seems like the hits do more damage, and yeah, the fucking the matches are over in like less than a minute usually. It's just a very fast paced game. And maybe I'm just not used to the speed yet, but in these fucking games, like everything is fucking like counterable, like fuck yeah, the 4-way holds they have, they call it, where you press like block and you press it one of 4 directions where you can catch and counter like the high kicks, low kicks, high punch or low punch. Like those are the 4 directions you get to press. And then you have like, you know, then you have like the throw, and then you have like the counter throw button on top of that. So, in other games, what you're doing is like, you know, it's like, all right, well, you block and then you punish. It's like, oh, somebody tried to throw a kick at me. I blocked it. And I, you know, I did like a jab, and then I did like a combo from there. Like that's kind of like the fucking, all you're really doing in most fighting games. But, yeah, just like, you know, Dead or Alive is just like way more active, you know, like fucking even on defense, you're still being like active if you can like catch and like counter and shit. So, you know, and then like on top of that too, to add like another layer to that, there's like a, you can do like expert counters too, which, you know, it's just like a 2 direction, you know, it's like, so 4, you know, so it's really like an 8-way. So instead of like pressing back and like block, and you press like forward and back, and you know, just it does like another type of like counter, which fucking does more damage when you counter it. Or you can now also like burn like a bar of your meter to do like a general just like parry, which you'll catch like anything that's coming at you. But that's do that as like a combo breaker when somebody's got you in like a fucking, you know, they're just fucking like beating the shit out of you and fucking, you know, fucking it's like, oh, I can't get out of it, so just fucking burn meter and fucking get out of the combo. And it doesn't do like just like a tiny little bit of damage, but again, it's just fucking another option, another like way to get fucking defense in there. So, and then yeah, and the other like slower game series, or the earlier games in fucking Dead or Alive, I think like the window for doing those counters must have been larger, and I mean the animations must have been slower too, because yeah, like fucking playing, even since like I played a bit, I played like pretty much all of these games, but in particular, I remember like 3 and 4 and shit. It would become like this, like, you know, this game where you're like you hold, you counter hold counter hold, and like nobody's getting a hit in, and just fucking this back and forth of counter. Because yeah, again, once you knew what you were doing, and fucking whoever you're playing knew what they were doing too, it was pretty, you know, it got hard to just like really really get the first hit in, you know. Which I mean, that was cool that you could have. It's awesome that you can like counter shit like that, but it was almost like comical how fucking like easy it was to do. Once you knew what you were doing. Again, it was, there's ways around it, but I just remember like playing other people, and it's like once I explained that to them and just fucking like, all right, well, I was doing like this hold, counter, hold, back and forth, like this fucking like wrestling type thing. But yeah, 6, I don't think you really do that. Like 6 is just too fast for that shit. I'm just guessing at that. I played a couple games online, and fucking like judging by the games I played with against other people, like everyone else fucking just like whatever, man, it's just very like offensive and fast, you know what I mean? Everyone's kind of like rushing in and trying to get hits in, and very offensive, and not because of the titties, But the other like downside, I wanted to get out of the way here too, is the graphics in the game, where they're okay, but they're just okay. You know, it's fucking debatable whether or not it looks worse than fucking DOA 5, where, you know, it's like some aspects actually do look worse, or, you know, it's like the stages and the effects are very just fucking blah, you know, fucking ugh. Like, they look okay, but like the objects in the stages, like wooden boxes and like cars and shit, and like the crowd in the background, some of that looks fucking like horrible. Like it looks like it's like PS2 quality, but like, I think like overall it's fucking like, oh, it looks fine. It's passable. It's fucking like, oh, it's all right, dude. You know what I mean? It's not bad. It's, again, it's like certain objects stand out. I was like that looks pretty bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't look very like detailed, but, I don't know. Maybe that's just the price they had to pay to fucking just like what they were going for. Just like, they want to fucking just make sure the game runs as fucking like fast as it does, and fucking no hiccups, just fucking, you know, fucking no bullshit. Just fucking, I think there's even like an option to like remove all of like the objects from the stages so they don't get in your way. Like, you're not like fucking whatever smacking people in it. So you can basically make like every stage just fucking this plain flat, you know what I mean, just fucking just like an arena type thing. So I mean, it does seem like they weren't kidding, like, when they're saying like the whole thing of fucking like, oh, they lied to us, saying they were going to like trying to like cater to like the hardcore fighting game community. It's like, no, I mean, it pretty much seems like they were, like, that's where they're going, like the whole focus is just fucking like the fighting is fucking just fast, quick, fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking very, I don't want to say like stripped down, but it's fucking just, again, it's like you can do the same shit, just fucking like very fast and clean, and just fucking like there's no like, not a lot of, I mean, that's how I took it too when I first heard that. I'm fucking just like, oh, we're trying to make it, you know, our core values, we're sticking to like the core of the series. And, you know, I think fucking other people took that as like fucking like, oh, well, that means the fucking, the core of the series is fucking like whatever, you know what I mean? Like fucking balancing tits and shit. But I took it as like saying like, oh, we're focusing on the core. I'm like, fucking, I thought that just meant, well, it's just gonna be like they're gonna strip it down a lot to just make it just very almost like Street Fighter 5 focused. I'm just fucking like, well, all there is you can just fight, like that type of shit. But not really the case. But it does seem like they fucking kind of pushed it more towards like, well, we want to have this, you know, you can take it like more seriously now, where it's not just fucking, it's not all like flash and fucking like whatever. Sorry. So yeah, I mean, fucking, it just seems like it is like a super, competitive game. It's, again, it's just too bad the fighting game community is too gay to realize it, because they're gay. Yeah, you know, even like the character models too, they're kind of like a mixed bag as well. You know, for the most part, like, the characters look good. They look fine. Like, you know, the tits look great. They put like an emphasis on like sweat, and the girls get very, very wet, by the end of the fight. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, the sweat looks good and shit. And there's a small amount of blood too, which is like a first for the series. And, you know, that looks fucking, yeah, you like some of the power blows, and there's a fucking like light blood splatter effect on the screen, and you'll fucking, you know, see like, you'll knock somebody's like tooth out or something, and a little fucking globule will fucking squirt out and like mix in with like, you know, the sweat on their body or whatever. But yeah, again, it's not fucking like Mortal Kombat. You can barely fucking like notice it. Nothing like that. I was like, you know, that looks all right. But then like, you know, some like the muscle tone on the characters like isn't there, like it doesn't look good, like there's no like detail to like skin and like certain parts of the body, and yeah, it doesn't even look like they tried, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh yeah, here's somebody's abs or whatever. It's fucking just looks like, again, it just looks like a fucking, I don't even know, like PS2 quality. It's fucking like some of those like gore, like somebody like drew on abs, you know what I mean? It's fucking like that could be much better than it is. But again, it's one of those deals where it's like, from a distance, it looks fine. When you're playing, like, who gives a shit? Like, it's just fucking, you know what I mean? It looks fine in motion when you're playing. But it's just fucking, like, when they do, like, some of the close-ups, it's like, oh, whoa, you know? Now, like, certain details, like, fucking, you know, phase 4 has, like, tattered robes, like a Grim Reaper robe, which is like, yeah, it's a cool design, cool fucking thing, just wearing like a hooded fucking robe. And they have like the ends are all tattered and shit, but then like the it looks all like jagged, like, you know, like fucking like square, like big square fucking pixels for like fucking where the robe's supposed to be like cut or whatever. It's like, I'm almost curious if like some of that is like a bad port job to like PC, like if they did like a bad scan of the assets or whatever, or if like whoever like ported it just kind of like rushed it to fucking like, oh, we need to make like the cloth material, like whatever, and they just kind of like fucked it up, like did it real quick. I don't really think that's the case, because yeah, I remember seeing like videos of like the console footage too and thinking the same thing of like, well, the graphics aren't really quite up there. You know, it didn't look like sharp either. So again, overall the game looks fine, but again, as a series, fucking Dead or Alive has been like, usually the games are fucking like gorgeous, like they're fucking like graphical showcases where it looked like a fucking like an arcade game. Like you would think like, well, if this game was in the arcade now, like this is what it would look like, you know, since fucking pretty much all like they've always been like fucking like top, you know what I mean, like just like amazing to look at, like, you know, like Soul Calibur, like the new Soul Calibur is like that, where it's fucking like, well, this looks like an arcade game, like you could fucking imagine it being in an arcade and be like, well, the graphics are fucking like amazing and shit. And so Dead or Alive 6 is fucking like, what did I say before, it's like mixed, you know what I mean? The graphics are mixed, but what really matters again is that fucking like the game's like super, like it loads super fucking fast, like it's almost like instant how it loads and runs great. The core values are definitely there. Again, the fucking fighting's awesome. So core values, so you can share your core values at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You can read about mine at the same place. Well, mine is the podcast part and the at thing. You get it. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I'm going to go beat the shit out of some young girls all day. And yeah, we'll probably get more in depth with DOA 6 next week, and you know, I don't know, I have some fucking costumes I have to go unlock, because there's a bonus going on for the first week or something, so whatever. See you on the tit side.
Why not?